Hello and welcome to this evening's practice. A time to slow down, settle and prepare the body and mind for deep rest. Evening practices like this one are designed to calm the nervous system, shifting us out of the busy, alert state that we've been all day and into a more restful, receptive state. Throughout the day, our nervous system moves between different states. Sometimes we are alert and engaged, and other times we are anxious or stressed. But in the evenings, we want to guide ourselves towards the parasympathetic response, the rest and digest mode, where the body and mind can repair, restore, and integrate. Tonight, we'll use a combination of breathwork, gentle movement, and a reflective journaling practice to help transition into rest. We'll also explore the natural habits in our brain waves that can occur in the evening and how we can work with it to enhance our well-being, even maybe change some negative behavioral patterns. So just a little bit about our brain states and understanding it. As we wind down, our brain moves from the faster paced beta waves, which dominate when we are thinking, problem solving, or reacting, into alpha waves, a more relaxed meditative state. Alpha is where we begin to feel calm, open, and introspective. As we drift further towards sleep, we enter the theta state, which is deeply creative and intuitive. And finally, delta waves, which are associated with deep, dreamless states, sleep, and profound subconscious processing. In delta, our body heals, our nervous system recalibrates, and our subconscious integrates everything from the day. When we intentionally guide ourselves into these deeper states through breathwork and relaxation, we enhance the body's natural ability to restore itself. Okay, so let's begin by using the breath to slow everything down. I will tell you a little bit more about brain states and the profound impact that this understanding could have on our well-being and our behaviors as the week progresses. But back to the breath. So tonight, we are going to be practicing the 4-7-8 breathing. Before we do that, why don't you find a comfortable seated place, or if you're in bed and you're already lying down, just stay there on your backs. So the 4-7-8 breath is a breath that allows you to slowly move into that parasympathetic nervous system response and allows you to find relaxation. The breath, the structure of the breath is 4 counts of inhale, 7 counts of holding the breath, and 8 counts of your exhale. I'll go through this with you again. But just before that, maybe just take a few breaths in and out, just as your breath flows naturally. So to come into that natural breathing space. So just take an inhale and exhale. Through your nose, out of your nose. Just a couple of more breaths, natural breaths, as you allow the body to settle. As you breathe out, imagine tension leaving your body. Feel your heart rate slowing. Your muscles softening. Now going into that 4-7-8 breath. So we inhale deeply through your nose for a count of 4. Hold the breath gently for a count of 7. And exhale softly through your mouth for a count of 8. Repeat that 4 or 5 rounds. You can just do it on your own or just go through with my guidance. Inhale for 4. Hold the breath for 7. Exhale for 8. You can exhale through your nose or your mouth. Again, inhale for 4. Hold for 7. Exhale for 8. Inhale for 4. Hold for 7. Exhale for 8. And last time, inhale for 4. Hold for 7. Exhale for 8. And now come back to your natural breath. As you exhale, allow any extra tension leave your body. Feel the softening of your muscles, the settling of your mind. Great, now we're going to do a couple of postures, restorative postures. If you're lying on your bed, you can maybe come up to a seated position on your bed, stretch your legs in front of you, and maybe place a pillow or something soft underneath your knees so your knees will bend slightly. And we're going to fold forward over our legs, bringing our upper body closer to our legs. Maybe if you need like a pillow or a blanket on top of your legs to create a little bit more of a sense of safety and coziness, go for it. And we're just going to allow the arms to drop either sides of your legs and just breathe in and out. This shape signals to the body to slow down and to surrender. With each breath, just let the body soften. Allow the tension to melt away from your spine. A couple of more breaths here. And now we are going to do the second posture, which is a reclined butterfly, Supta Baddha-Konasana. So slowly come onto your backs again, lie down, bring the soles of your feet together and let your knees to gently fall open to the sides. You can place pillows or blankets under your knees for extra support. And you can rest your hands on your belly or your heart, or one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart, and just allow your breath to gently melt the body down. Imagine your body melting into the support beneath you. Feel the gentle opening of your hips. Perhaps this is the place we often hold stress or emotions. Take a few deeper breaths here. You can always stay a little bit longer in these postures. You can pause the recording and just stay a little bit longer if that's what you fancy. And then when you're ready, you can start the recording again to continue. Okay, so the last posture we're going to do together is legs up the wall. And if legs up the wall is not really what you can do, you can just place some stuff underneath your knees, maybe a couple of pillows, rolled up blanket underneath your knees to raise your legs a little bit. But if your bed is next to a wall and you can simply turn yourself around and put your legs up the wall, that would be ideal. So lie down and extend your legs up against a wall or onto a pillow. Relax your arms by your sides, palms facing up. Close your eyes and allow the body to just surrender. This posture is really one of the best poses for relaxation. It soothes the nervous system, reduces swelling in the legs, and invites a deep state of calm. Again, just stay here for as long as you need. Keep taking deep breaths and softening into the belly as you exhale. You can pause the recording, stay, and then join me again as we move, or you can actually stay where you are as we move to the next part of the practice, which is our evening reflection. Now that the body is settled, we'll just take a few moments for quiet reflection. So journaling at night can really help us offload thoughts from the mind and prepare us for a deeper rest. And you don't really have to write anything down. You can do this mentally. And you can get into the habit of doing this as you lie in bed just before you go to bed. And I'm going to start this by maybe bringing to mind something that you would like to release from your mind. And this is often what happens as we close our eyes anyway. So our natural state, our brain has got a negativity bias. So the first thing that kind of comes to mind as you lie down and as you close your eyes, maybe are events that are not favorable. And that is okay. That's just the way the brain is wired. And I would like us to actually, instead of trying to bypass it and try to not think about it, just allow your mind to go where it's going without judgment. So your subconscious mind can process it in this more relaxed state, and then just allow it to be released from your mind. As you exhale, just let it go. And what I would like now to do is to invite you to think about perhaps one to three things. You can start with one, and then every night as you get better in this practice, you can add more into this journaling practice. So one to three things that you are grateful for. These could be little stuff that has happened during the day. They don't have to be grand. One to two, three things that you have enjoyed doing, or events that have come up, or things that have gone your way and you're grateful for. Sometimes we need to kind of use the power of reframing. So are there things that have come up for you today that you can actually reframe it into something that you could be grateful for?
I'll give you a few more examples of this next tomorrow night, but let's just get into, you know, the steps of the practice tonight. And the last thing I would like you to think about is perhaps what you'd like to carry into your dreams tonight. What intention do you want to carry into your dreams tonight? Let your answers flow without judgment. The subconscious mind processes everything we feed to it before we sleep. So planting a positive, peaceful seed in this moment can really influence how we sleep and how we feel tomorrow. And now I just like you to allow yourself to completely surrender into rest. Close your eyes. Take a deep inhale and sigh it out. Let your body feel heavy, as if it's sinking into the surface beneath you. Imagine a warm wave of relaxation moving from your feet into your legs, into the belly, your chest, your shoulders, and finally into your head. Everything is slowing down. Everything is softening. You are safe. You are at ease. There's nothing left to do. Nowhere left to be. Just rest. Let go. When you're ready, gently transition into sleep.